Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Donald Trump being the first president to speak at the annual March for Life. Conservative Christians and pro-life activists praised the president for his support. Stay tuned to learn more about it. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of your heritage? Or wanted to know more about where you've come from? Kurt Landry takes you on a spiritual journey through our Christian heritage through his book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. Enact your inheritance in Christ today by connecting to your Jewish roots. Don't wait for faith transformation. Seek to understand God's design for your purpose today. To learn more, go to clmmin.com/book. Again, the website is clmmin.com/book. Donald Trump made pro-life history on Friday, January 24th, when he became the first president to speak at the annual March for Life. March for Life 2020 drew hundreds of thousands at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., with the theme of Pro-Life is Pro-Woman. During the rally, Trump said this, "Sadly, the far left is actively working to erase our God-given rights, shut down faith-based charities, ban religious believers from the public square, and silence Americans who believe in the sanctity of life. They're coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice, and we will win." End quote. Several prominent Christians praised the president for his words. Dr. James Dobson said, in part, this, "I applaud President Donald Trump for his willingness to do what no president in the last 47 years has done, attend the March for Life, and strongly reaffirm his administration's commitment to protect the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. And I call on my fellow Americans to join together and demand an end to the horror of abortion. Every life matters. By our words and deeds, may we show this to be true." End quote. Similarly, Reverend Samuel Rodriguez spoke out in support of the president. He said this, "It's a uniquely bipartisan issue where all the data is trending in the direction of life. The abortion debate should no longer be about politics at all. It should become about facts. President Trump has assumed the role of pro-life champion-in-chief." End quote. You can watch a video of Trump's pro-life speech at charismanews.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to share it with a friend. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.